This evening, magic in the air. The world is at its best, you know, when people love and care. The promise of excitement is one the night will keep. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas. Hello and welcome back to the second part of our podcast. The world has got a smile today, the world has got a glow. There's no such thing as strangers when a stranger says hello. And everyone is family, we're having so much fun. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas. I'm assured that the Disney Corporation is not coming after us. 'Tis a season to be jolly and joyous. With a burst of pleasure, we keep it alive. 'Tis a season when the saints can employ us to spread the news about peace and keep love alive. There's something in the wind today, there's good for everyone. Yes, faith is in our hearts today, we're shining like the sun. And everyone can feel it, the feeling's running deep. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas Day.
Brought to you by Uncle John's Burger Dogs. This holiday season, forego the turkey and cook up a big mess of Uncle John's Burger Dogs. It's a burger. It's a hot dog. It's a burger dog.
Eat me!
And we're back!
There you go.
Welcome to part two.
We lost Mitch.
Milverse Bonfire Prairie Home Companion.
There you go.
We lost half of our guests. We lost half of our
Mitch
audience.
Is half of our guests.
Half of the vodka.
Nice.
Yeah. All of the champagne. Nice. The first bottle of vodka is
Mitch. Oh,
speaking of which, shots!
Shots!
Yep. I have to get a shot glass.
Maggie's joining them!
Woo! Woo!
This party needs more drugs.
Yes. We lost our pal.
This will be the test.
I do actually have more shot glasses.
There you go.
You not
if she's doing a classy,
though.
She's
gonna do Maggie's moved stuff. Over to what we've dubbed the drunk corner.
That glass.
The drunk corner consisting of Michael Kaiser, Kira Pontiff, and now Maggie Schultz.
You guys agreed to this when you were sober on top of that as
hey.
Well. So.
No.
Oh, crap.
No, she wasn't sober.
Well, then why did you agree?
Shots!
I was sober. Yeah.
Michael was sober. He's like, sure.
Dedicated all right. To the cause.
All right.
You got to... Cheers.
Woo!
Shot. Oh, yes.
These are the things you could do
oh,
when you're 20-something.
Yeah.
Nice.
That is significantly better?
Yes.
See, even Shane was
that
like...
That face doesn't necessarily say significantly
well,
better.
Still straight body.
Okay.
Still,
yeah.
You're not as like...
No. Yeah.
New Amsterdam is good.
It tastes slightly less like
PBR chaser.
I will drink more vodka, but this time with cranberry juice as a chaser.
They're not slurring enough. That's the
well, that's why we're in about 20 minutes. We'll have them do another shot.
Okay.
Your question, good sir.
So I think the next question that needs to make the rounds is, what is your favorite holiday movie and why? Start us off, Mr. Hater off.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh my gosh, I just saw.
No, actually, it would have to be, I think everybody's has to be A Christmas Story. You know, honestly, there really is no other holiday film.
Steph is shaking her
well,
head.
Well, she's weird.
All right, well, you claimed it, so everyone else has to pick another one.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. So, haha, neener, neener.
That was actually mine, too.
Oh, there you go. All right, Shane, go for
but,
it.
The reason... why that A Christmas Story would be my favorite holiday movie is I'm sure everyone is aware that TBS on every Christmas Eve they have the 48 hours of a Christmas Story, and every single Christmas Eve I always spend it going to my my grandma and grandpa's place on my mother's side, and me and some of my cousins would always go down in the basement right at 9 o'clock whenever they start the or 8 o'clock whenever they start the movie for 48 hours, and we sit there, and during the whole party, we just watch the movie and communicate with absolutely no one else. We watch the movie at least twice, and then that concludes our Christmas Eve over at the grandparents' place.
So you're completely antisocial. Screw the family.
Absolutely,
we're watching
completely.
A movie.
I hardly talk to any of my other
Sounds like Christmas.
And but close runner up would be Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2. Simply for the line.
Thank you.
Garbage day. And that's it.
Yes. Out of all of our listeners, the only people that are going to get that are Brother D and Mitch Gonzalez. That's it. Everybody else is going to be like, Silent Night, is that about that bad horror film? Yes, it is that bad horror film from the 80s. And part two is actually worse.
Yes,
but there's some good corny lines in there.
Worse.
But anyway, all right, Steph, since you seem to be so adamantly against A Christmas Story, why don't you...
I'm not against it. It grew on me, but it's not my favorite.
Go ahead, why don't you...
Go around the line.
Go ahead.
We'll start the spirited debate.
I'm sorry.
To Steph.
I've actually never seen A Christmas Story.
All right.
Boo!
Watch it now.
Sean!
Sean! Sean the non-believer!
Sean! I was expecting all of that, too. Yeah, I know you people well enough.
Tori's got a thick skin. She knows.
I think my favorite holiday movie's got to be A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Good film. Good film. Good film.
Yeah.
Don't even have to explain why.
That's no. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Got monsters and stuff.
That's what I watched that on Halloween though. I don't watch that on Christmas.
But that's how awesome it is.
Yes.
True.
It works.
It's two holidays.
You can watch it both.
Actually,
but it feels more Halloween-y to me.
I don't watch
Halloween
it.
Miss.
I don't watch it for Halloween. Surprisingly, I watch it for Christmas only.
Oh, really?
I try to split the difference. I try to watch it on Thanksgiving because it works.
I'm kind of a weirdo like that. I guess
there have been a lot of stations.
All right, Paul, turn.
All right, well, I do like the Tim Burton animation. You know that's a very good pick. But I guess just for sentimental reasons, you know, it's not really a movie per se, but you can't find it anywhere. And it's the
games don't count.
No, very funny. All right, I can see I'm not welcome here. But no, I like John Denver and the Muppets at Christmas Together.
Oh, there you go.
You really can't find that anywhere. Someone finally got over with like uploading it to YouTube, and I watched it with my mom last year, and you know it kind of got me like right over here or over here. Yeah, you know. All right.
Good choices so far. Everybody's got good ones.
I also have to listen to the John Denver Muppets on Christmas, or it's just not Christmas. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite Christmas movie. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and not the one that everyone thinks. This one, I'm taking a picture for Shane. This one has a clock.
That's right.
And the little boy mouse is an unbeliever.
Is that a Rankin Bass?
It is a Rankin Bass.
Yeah, right.
It's awesome. And I could never remember the name of it, and I just described it. And finally, my girlfriend Jean and her boyfriend
Edwin
finally found it on the eBays, and they bought it for me.
VHS.
And I'm so happy, and it's VHS. And
yeah,
and
we're
it's
one
just
of the-
wonderful. It's got good songs. It's Rankin Bass, so it's that crappy animation we all remember. And you know the sun mouse comes around. They have a Christmas clock, and the clock has to call Santa. And then he's like, "Screw this noise! This is bogus." And so he breaks the clock, and so Santa's not going to come. But then they have to fix the clock, and so they do. They fix it just in time. I wrecked it for you. It's the best movie ever.
Spoiler!
I know. And you guys can come over and watch it anytime.
Ruby, I'm going to blow your mind for just a second here.
What?
I actually own that.
Shut up!
I actually own that
and do you
on
love
VHS.
It?
Yes, well, that's the only way it came, was on VHS.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever be made on DVD.
To all those people that say, VHS, what is that? Get the f*** out of here.
I actually have an episode of MST3K on VHS.
Yes.
Starring the voices.
On VHS.
I own several versions of Star Wars on VHS.
Yeah. Starring the voices of Joel Grey, Tammy Grimes, John McGiver, and George Gerbil.
Raise your hand if you know who Joel Grey is.
Joel Grey, Cabaret.
Yes. The late...
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh.
We don't talk.
Wait,
about
why does Steph get two mics?
Two mics.
Stereo. To make sure we can hear you.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Tell
well,
us.
You all probably could guess which one mine.
It's the stupid Elvis one, isn't it?
No, and that isn't stupid. We're going to Elvis's Christmas. Yes.
Hell yes.
Yes, December 22nd. Yes. Miss Shannon is singing too.
Shannon McDonough, ooh, ladies and gentlemen. Zita.
Is she filling in for Ann Margaret?
Yes.
That's awesome.
She plays
she plays
the.
This is on the 26th?
You should 22nd at the Parkway.
with Anthony, whatever.
Shore.
Anthony Shore.
Who's amazing.
He's awesome. I've seen it. I saw him a long time ago.
We saw him this summer, and now we're going to
in
his
really
Christmas
hot
special.
Freaking theater. That
anyway.
Was really uncomfortable.
So hard.
Yeah, it was so hard.
There. So. Anyway, I like teasing her about Elvis. Cause
so I bet, though, you
don't
can
tease
guess.
Anyone about Elvis. He's awesome.
I know. You're the one that came. We went to your birthday party, and the one of the 5,000 ones, and you had an Elvis blanket around you.
Hell yes, I did. That and was I was weird. Drinking from my bright pink Elvis flask.
Yes. That's fine.
Then, too. That's when you, I believe, agreed to do this.
Yeah.
That is very true.
There's a common theme in Kira's life.
And
anyway,
I
Steph,
gave
go ahead.
Chris some like things ripped out of a magazine for Christmas ideas, and. Elvis duffel bag and an Elvis purse.
Yes,
what's
show you my Elvis
Christmas
purse.
Movie?
Anyway, two Elvis purses, they're awesome.
Okay, so anyway. My favorite Christmas movie you probably all could guess. It's A Wonderful Life.
Yeah, oh.
Solid choice. Solid choice.
I love that movie, and I will watch. I watch it.
Look at that, Mr. Potter.
I love that movie, and everyone probably knows why. So anyway, because it's tradition.
I never actually seen it until you and I got married.
Wow.
And now I watch it every year, and it's a fantastic movie. I'll
it's
give
a great
it that.
Movie.
But I'd never seen it until then. I think there's everything everyone has said except for the weird mouse thing.
Oh, I've seen the weird mouse one.
I are solid. We watch Christmas Story at least once a year. You know.
That grew on me. I didn't like it.
But for me, the one movie I have to watch beyond Die Hard, of course. Right.
Oh, good choice as well.
Is Scrooged.
Yes.
With Bill Murray.
Yes. Yeah.
That's just, I don't know. I'm a huge Bill Murray guy, at least before he got weird. You know, the 80s Bill Murray, I guess.
Yes.
Early 90s.
Ghostbusters.
Groundhog Day, Ghostbusters. Yeah. Scrooge, that, sure. Not so much the Wes Anderson. Not so much.
Fair enough.
I knew you were going to say that. You hipster!
Actually, go ahead, Mike.
Bombs is a fantastic movie.
Yes, it is.
I have no regrets.
But so, yeah, that's
and
the one
I love The Life Aquatic.
I want to watch that at least
you're
once a year.
You're
wrong on that.
You got to
get that.
Damn it.
Michael?
I would have to say Die Hard 2. Now I have a machine gun.
No,
and then the child in me would like to say Frosty the Snowman.
Good choice.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Little Drummer Boy.
There you go.
All those weird claymation.
Besides,
our creepiest.
Those are also Rankin Bass, aren't they?
Fuzzmation, because you know it's not really clay.
Yeah.
It's kind of fuzzy. So
yeah.
Those Fuzzmations.
I have all.
Also, of course, Charlie Brown Christmas. Of course, yeah.
Christmas time is here. Blah blah blah. The cheer.
I also
shoot me now.
Thank you, Michael.
Kira, there's been some good choices made thus far.
True.
You got something you can add? A different one?
Well, I think both of us will say A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Because over the break, me and Kira became best friends.
Yes. But I'll let you talk more about that. The one
go for it. Go on.
I want to hear about it.
I'll let you.
Tell me more.
A Muppet's Christmas Carol is definitely my number one. But one that I would like to mention that I think pretty much everybody but me really dislikes. Because I love The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, the book, and the animated classic, of course. Those are far above the live-action one. But I do really like the live-action one, and I find myself watching it every year because it's on ABC Family.
Based on Maggie's faces, you guys are no longer friends.
Yes. I'm actually
going to
say
that. Yeah, most people really hate it, but it came into my life at like this really weird time when I didn't have any taste in movies yet, but I went
I didn't
to see
have
it.
Any friends, and it was my only friend.
Well,
me and
was,
the Grinch, Jim Carrey.
It was right when I found out the awful truth about Santa Claus. I found it out quite
what?
Late.
Oh,
in
what
about you
truth? What are you talking about?
We
damn
it,
Sadine,
yeah.
That we discussed earlier.
But, apparently, Santa
but,
Claus has crabs.
But the little
mouth
girl,
crabs, no
the
less.
Little
Santa
girl
Claus.
Cindy Lou Who sings the song "Where Are You Christmas," and it was right. I was like,
and it just touched
seven?
You, and right.
It did, it, like in
God,
all honesty, it truly did. Like I was watching that in the theater when I was like 7 years old, and I was like, I feel you, Cindy Lou Who. And to this day, when I hear that song, I'm like, I get her.
Wait, Christmas was ruined for you at seven?
Pretty much.
Explains so much.
Well, my brother wouldn't let it go on anymore. He says he wanted my mom.
I don't like your brother.
He says he wanted my mom to tell me the truth for two reasons. One, because he was afraid that somebody else would do it at school and I would be devastated at school, because I believed with my whole entire heart. And B, he really wanted to watch while it happened.
Dude, your brother is evil.
Yeah.
I gotta meet this guy.
Yeah, you guys would get along. So even though it is not a very good movie, there is a special place in my heart for the live action Jim Carrey, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I saw that too when I was a kid. I'm like, this is really cool makeup, but
yeah,
I already kind of knew the truth.
Again, there's a soft place in my heart for it, but Muppet Christmas Carol is number one. Christmas Story is a number one too.
Elf. Yeah.
Yes. Elf is,
oh dear lord,
no. Something it's in there, I guess. I don't know. No,
I watched.
Go ahead,
so
and mark it.
Anyway, you expand on why Muppet Christmas Carol is the
so, I've actually never
fact,
seen Elf
actually.
All the way through.
But did you know that the girl who played Cindy Lou Who in the Grinch the live action, she's actually if you look at what she's doing today, she's a punk rock star now, and she's super hot. Super
punk rock star.
I can't remember the name of the band that she's in, but
she was
tattooed all over.
Is
she's
like
punk rocker and stuff.
Mara Wilson, who played Matilda in Matilda, and how.
I had a friend who went to NYU with that girl.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the nicest kid I've ever met. He loves everybody. Hated her. He's going to kill me if he hears this.
You know he won't. He's
like
not our fan.
It's a he.
Yeah.
You didn't say his name. You could.
Yeah.
It's mine.
You could.
You haven't outed him yet.
I agree with Muppet Christmas Carol, absolutely. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is still the original animated Boris Karloff
is
a classic that I have to watch every year because it was my dad's favorite Christmas movie, and he doesn't live around here anymore.
I felt the brain
explode
in his general area.
That was the movie that we'd watch when we'd make Christmas cookies every year, so that one is
nice.
Embedded. And when they made the Jim Carrey one, I was old enough to just be like, why are they ruining Christmas for me?
See, I wasn't old enough.
My other favorites are the animated The Snowman.
Oh no!
Yeah, I really love The Snowman.
I really love
The Snowman because there's no words to it. Actually, where Carlton Ford, who was in the most recent film,
yes, he played Joel.
What
introduced it to me when we were living together because we moved in together and we lived together for a little while. And we moved in together right before Christmas. So we spent the first couple weeks in that, like, getting to know your roommate phase, sharing Christmas stories between us. So that was how that one was introduced to me. So that holds a special place in my heart because it's that first living on your own kind of Christmas. And the other one that I'd have to say is something no one's ever heard of. There was this old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer video that was called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer but never had Rudolph in it, and it was a series of short animated videos, and one of them was in black and white, and it's this old man who goes into an orphanage and makes toys out of all of the supplies in their kitchen, and it's one of my favorite Christmas movies ever, and I try to watch it every year, and I don't even know what it's called or who made it, but it's fabulous. And I will look that up.
I think I have a confession to make that I need. It must be put out there. The Muppet Christmas Carol came out in 1992. At the time, I was 16 years old, and I went and saw it. Mm-hmm. And I hated it. I thought I was gasp. I was so damn bored. I was like, this is lame.
It was awesome. What are you talking about?
And to this day,
it was spectacular. I don't care for it either.
I'm just not a fan of it. Same with Muppet Treasure Island. Crap.
Oh, Muppet Treasure Island is great.
Do you at least like the new Muppet movie?
I didn't mind the new Muppet movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it. I've seen it a bunch of times because of our kids have watched it repeatedly. It's not terrible.
Muppet Treasure
For me,
Island
though,
has
I think
Curry
it's a little generational
song.
Thing because of
That's
the age difference.
When you're a professional pirate?
Being a teenager and seeing that, you're just like, this sucks. Muppets are dumb. When I was a kid, though, it was like the Muppet movie.
To be honest, I love the Muppets and I love A Christmas Carol, so there was pretty much no going wrong for me.
No,
I
love the Muppet movie.
And I mean, to this day, any iteration of the Christmas Carol, I love.
Muppets Take Manhattan is fantastic, but after that, it's pretty much downhill.
For shame, Chris.
I'm sorry.
Give it another shot. It's awesome.
It's not that great.
I mean, I've never seen it, so it's okay.
Lies! Oh. See it!
I mean, I imagine I'll probably have the same effect when watching it, because I have... Okay, super confession time.
Uh-oh.
I have never seen any Muppets movie before.
Go to the other room immediately. You may start watching all of them now.
Tonight.
You are not to leave until...
I have no idea. He never disclosed
my deepest, darkest secret.
Right now. Yeah. Fire.
Get out! I'm telling you, the next time we have an intern, that's the first question. Do you like the Muppets? If they're like, I've never seen a Muppet movie, like, next!
No, you don't say that. You say, who's your favorite Muppet?
There you go.
Ooh, nice.
That's the next question after we get around the circle.
Do you
Warren!
Hook?
No.
Well, yes.
No!
Do you like Hook?
Again, that's a thing where I saw that as a teenager and hated it.
Yeah.
I love
Hook.
You don't get
Hook.
Watch it again,
dude. But how old were you when you first saw it?
I was an in... like, I honestly, I cannot remember a time in my life when not seen Hook.
You, that was the year you were Captain Hook. He was Captain Hook for Halloween.
See, but again, I think it's like one of those things.
A, watch it, and
you are much more.
And tell me Julia Roberts.
You are
not
much
hot.
You are
movie.
Much more like forgiving of crappy movies when you're a kid, and you
However, but it's not
you
crappy.
Take that into yourself.
Hook is awesome,
and you can overlook
it. Hook is awesome. Dustin Hoffman.
Ding ding
Hook
ding
is awesome.
Break.
Now, I mean,
you're all right.
You're
all right.
No, you wanted
everyone
Kira to get drunk.
Correct.
This is what happens when Kira's drunk.
All right,
she's
Indian leg wrestle.
Can I ask a question?
Guys, it's
what the hell does Hook have to do with Christmas?
It has to do with Maggie's drunk and brought it up.
All right, fantastic.
Warren!
Well, you took Scrooged.
What?
You took Die Hard and the Grinch. I thought I was going to be stuck here for a minute with Star Trek Generations, which has the one Star Trek thing in the whole... the most disturbing physics thing that I couldn't double-talk for them myself, which is, you know, why doesn't the darkness take 8 minutes to get from the Class M planet Sun to the planet?
Where's the red matter?
We do not speak of Star Trek, the J.J. Abrams crap around this fire.
No.
Where's our fire?
But no, I am not stuck with Generations because there is that movie a few years ago called The Nativity with the Maori actress as Mary and
Sidi
Elfadil as Gabriel. Mm-hmm. That's mine. I'll claim that one too.
The girl who was in The Whale Rider, she's awesome.
She was like 16, got pregnant, and had a kid or something like that.
Queen of Naboo.
Well, that is the story of the Nativity.
Well, but I mean, no, that's the actress. That's actually happened to the actress.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Portman?
Not Natalie Portman.
No, she was in Natalie Portman's funeral procession as the reigning queen at that time.
I think
you
I
only notice her if you're really
Natalie
paying
Portman.
Attention
oh, yeah,
and you really like Whale
I just Rider. Actually just recently watched that. It was Queen Jamila. Thank you very much. Yeah, I got him.
Way to fly that geek flag high.
Yeah. I'm finally introducing the kids.
So this
to
is
Star Wars.
This is after Queen Jamila, though.
Okay, Jim.
Last but not least,
what's left for Jim?
Dear God, no, not Jimmy Norberg.
All of the other reindeer. That's good stuff. That's good
there are a lot of versions of Christmas Carol out there, but the one that I love the best, especially for the film buffs here, is the 1951. Black and white English production with Alistair Sim playing Scrooge. It's available on DVD, and just look for Christmas Carol starring Alistair Sim. Avoid the colorized version like the plague.
Colorized versions of black and white movies are the devil. You should avoid them like hell.
Except Reaper Madness.
Amen.
That's the version I have.
And my reason for that is, well, it's a sentimental reason. It's become my wife's and my holiday tradition watching while we put up the tree.
Hmm.
But in so many other versions of A Christmas Carol, Scrooge is played so one-dimensionally. I mean, he's just the villain in the first half and then sees the light, et cetera, et cetera. Alistair Sim gives this touching portrayal of a real human being who became a bastard based on what life did to him as he grew up. there's a vulnerability to him throughout the entire movie. And then when he does the big turnaround and sees the light, you're just ready to get up and cheer. And since it was in black and white, and Ruby, this movie is lit beautifully, if you have not seen this film.
I will watch it.
Such a wonderful use of light and shadow to make the Dickensian Victorian England look so stark and ugly. Nice. And the Ghost of Christmas Past and the Ghost of Christmas Future look so incredibly terrifying. I recommend it to anyone.
I forgot one.
Didn't you list like eight? Yeah.
You'll probably all throw eggs at me, but Jingle All the Way.
Do you have eggs right here in the refrigerator? No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sinbad, yes. Jake Lloyd, nice. Phil Hartman. Nice. Classic.
Filmed in Minnesota, no less.
Yes. But mostly you watch it to go, oh my God, I've been there. That star isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel ashamed.
Wow.
Christmas. I don't even know where to go from here.
My brother and my father got to see a scene of that being filmed, and then when it came out, they were like, that was not anything to brag about. What's Christmas. More exciting is Christmas that Mighty Ducks classic. Was filmed here. We can claim Mighty Ducks.
I'm yeah, there's a funny story about Jingle All the Way. I gotta say this real quick before this gets going. We went and saw that in a movie theater at I think the old Southtown before they pulled it. They with Michael and Liz when they were really little. I mean, they were kids, and we went and saw it. And that was we were driving down Penn Avenue, and Steph was driving, and she kind of went through a
stop.
Wait, no, she went through.
What are you talking about?
She went through a yellow light, and she got pulled over, and Liz starts crying her eyes out.
I think
and
you're confusing Sinbad movies.
Was it a different Sinbad
I think
movie?
It was First Kid.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was.
I remember First Kid. Oh,
why did we see so many Sinbad movies, Michael? Sinbad's awesome. What are you talking about?
Because I was like 12.
I think you're right.
90s movies, man.
Sinbad, awesome.
If you were drunk, if you were not drunk, would you say that seriously?
Yes.
Shots!
Yep. Shots. Just it's time.
My feelings about Jingle All the Way, I would say that also.
Sinbad is awesome?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you guys are the same age, aren't you?
Right? They are.
So next, do you have a question? I have
I one. Was just going to say, what is your favorite Christmas meal ever?
Oh, I have a good answer to that.
Oh, see?
Just takes one.
Shots!
Pass
them,
kids.
For Christmas.
Come on, children.
I know there's like a traditional Christmas thing that meal people do.
Yeah, I don't. Cheers.
Keep it down, peanuts.
My kids.
Oh, you're actually telling a story?
No, I'm not telling a story. I'm just asking why people eat like traditional Christmas. I don't know is an actual thing, and I don't get it.
I don't either.
Ham. Ham. Why? Because ham is freaking awesome.
Christmas Eve, though, we make
pizza.
We're
at that point.
We're all going to get Michael cooties.
What?
Are you guys making out? What's going on?
Sexy cooties.
All right. Traditional Christmas foods? Is that what we're on?
I guess, what is your...
I have a good one.
What is your traditional
Christmas
food?
Or
any favorite
meal? Pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls.
So when I was a little kid, my parents were the first to get married on either side of the family. My dad's the oldest of seven. So growing up, we would go to my grandma's house, and all my aunts and uncles would pile in, and it would be me and my sister, because this was before my brother was born.
Did they break legs?
And there was a little bit of fighting that happened. There was it was a hockey family. It was in South St. Paul. But our biggest Christmas tradition. I'm telling you. Was for I think 3 years before my aunts and uncles started
starting
pairing off and getting onto that arc or whatever happens, you know, when you get married and suddenly there's, you know, six cousins. We had for a couple of years Coney Island hot dogs on New Year's Eve, and that was our Christmas Eve tradition for 2 or 3 years, but I remember it as this like
Christmas or New Year's.
Christmas.
You said both.
You said New Year's and Christmas in the same sentence.
Have another drink, Megs. There you go.
I just picked up my PBR.
The record will show. When you go back and listen to this, this won't get edited. You'll actually hear.
It's always, yeah, Christmas. New Year's, it's been with Yeah, no, I don't ever do anything for New Year's. Last year it was pajamas. Last year the theme was everyone
you
was
ate pajamas?
Wore pajamas. No, Coney Island hot dogs on Christmas Eve day with my grandma. That is probably one of my most vivid memories of my childhood, was everyone piling into her kitchen and, you know, you get your couple of hot dogs, you get a little chili on it, and then you get out of the way because there are 12 people behind you who are also hungry. But in retrospect, it was genius because there were so many of us that my grandma didn't want to cook and she didn't want to clean up. So it worked out kind of nice.
I do have a question that I think needs to be asked.
Can
in
I
light
tell my
of
favorite?
The
go for
yes,
it.
Yes, I will, but this one is okay. Important. But go this ahead. Tell us your meal.
Well, it's not a meal, it's a dessert that my brother and I make every year. We make a trifle, which is a lot of different layers, like custard and fruits, and my brother and I make it fancy. And my brother and I don't do much together because we're total opposites. My brother's a bro, and I'm the geekiest of geeks.
And he totally apparently likes to torture you, too. So.
He did more when we were... it was weird. He loved me when we were babies, and then I started to talk, and then he hated me. And then we stopped talking altogether, and he went to college, and I didn't notice when he left. And then once we both got into college, we started talking again, and now we're friends, but we still have nothing in common, so it's hard. But his girlfriend makes it easier. She's a nice little medium between us. But every Christmas, we make a trifle together, and we always make it super fancy with the layers. And it's always gorgeous. I wish I had pictures that I could show all of you, because it's always so pretty. Anyway.
Does it have a layer of beef sauteed and peas and onions?
No, but I know the reference. I get it.
What the hell's that from?
Oh, that's from Cheers.
It's from Friends. Oh, okay. It's from Friends. Thanksgiving episode where Rachel makes dessert.
The recipe gets stuck to the other recipe for shepherd pie.
Yeah. Gotcha. And Joey loves it.
And Joey's like, this is awesome.
And he has to take Phoebe's maternity pants.
It tastes like feet. That's now a different Thanksgiving
now it's out
episode,
of control.
Though. Potatoes are ruined.
Oh, yeah, she needs to have the
I do. I watch those every Thanksgiving, all the Friends episodes.
So there's, I think there's an important question that is sort of a companion question to the favorite Christmas movie, which is, what is your least favorite and most favorite Christmas songs?
Oh, God.
And this is
number one.
All of the Christmas. No.
My mom and sister love the song Christmas
now,
Shoes.
Love is a hard word for that song. It makes you cry.
You love it. It's about a mom who is dying of cancer.
No.
Yes.
She has a heart defect.
Oh, same
thing. Yeah, get it right, Michael. Jeez.
A mom is dying and the kid is trying to buy shoes for his dying mom. Saddest song ever. Christmas is about happiness, not sadness. Worst Christmas song ever.
I got a rebuttal.
My rebuttal is Little Drummer Boy, which is so bad David Bowie even couldn't redeem it.
Okay.
No,
I hear no arguments from the peanut gallery.
I have one. I was working retail at both Herberger's and Joann's. And there is this cover, like, they always pick the worst. I love Christmas music. They always pick the worst version of every single song to play in the stores. And it's torture the employees because you hear every version 5 times a day. It's horrible. There's this version of Jingle Bells that I still cannot find, that I'm trying to find just so I can play it for people and be like, see, this is why. Like, this is what I hated so much because they won't believe me that it was this bad. It was a version of Jingle Bells. It was a rock, like, alternative rock version. And it was just, like, these people who could not sing, singing Jingle Bells. And how it would end is they would strum this chord over and over and over again for, like, 2 minutes. And I'm not exaggerating. It was 2 minutes. And then it would end the song. It would be the, dong, it's snowing, dong, it's snowing, dong, snow.
We get it, stop.
No, I'm saying it went like that for 2 minutes, and I had to listen to it every day of work, at least once, and it was torture. And I want to find this song just so I can play it for people and be like, see, this is what drove me mad. But I can't find it. So if anyone knows, because I would download it just so I could play it for people so they would understand.
See,
they need to understand.
I think that's called torture.
Mark?
Yes, sir.
I'm
have
just
you
saying,
a
sometimes people
favorite
need
and
a
or
weapon
least
in their
favorite
pockets.
Christmas song?
Of course. There's a song by a lovely young man.
King Diamond.
His name is King Diamond. He's a metal guy. He does a song. Lovely little ditty. Put out in the 80s, actually. No presents for Christmas. God, it makes me tear up just thinking about it right now. Makes me think of Christmas. I love that song. I'm going to listen to it right now. I'm just kidding. Actually, you know, I hate that song. You guys were singing it before. That one. Christmas time! I can't do it. See, I want to kill all of you right now.
It's from a Charlie Brown.
I'm very familiar with it.
No one really knows what the hell they're saying.
I hate that song so much. I hate that song.
Right there with you. I'm right there with you.
Thank you, Shane.
But since I guess the microphone was passed over to me now,
go for it, Shane.
I should make a little mention that two of my friends that I went to high school with, I'm from Hudson, the glorious land of Wisconsin, God's country. God's country, I should say again. And they decided to make a death metal band called Putrescent Remains.
There it is.
And they released they're a very unique death metal band. It's only two people. So what it is we have a singer, my friend Dan, and a guitarist, my friend Adam. And Dan does like the death metal growls and all of that, while Adam, but he's playing death metal, very death metal chords on this little acoustic guitar.
Oh, no.
So they have a 2-song EP called, I can't remember the name of it, but that they were giving away for free. And they did the songs Away in a Manger. And so the chords is just, you know, the very, like kind of a Away in a Manger, kind of like very happy, uplifting guitar. And then you have the vocals coming in like, Away in a Manger, the angels will sing. So that going on, the whole song, and they're completely dead serious about this too, which makes it a million times better. So...
record a version of Jingle Bells?
They did, actually.
Oh, God. Could
was
it
sold
be this
to Joanne Fabrics?
I don't believe so. I really wish I could bring it up on this very special
video. You know what you could do? Send me an MP3, and we'll put it underneath all this.
How beautiful.
See?
Good thing I brought my laptop with
nice.
A flash drive as well. So, yes, it is a very beautiful and touching song.
That other song that I... actually, the one song that I do like, I think Chris and I and Rue were shopping, and we were out doing getting fabric for one of the shoots, and they were playing... it's like a 2013 remix of this Happy Holidays. That's the one. And then underneath it, they put like a subtle like hip-hop beat underneath the whole thing. And I was like, it's so stupidly hypnotic. I'm like... I think they've been playing this for 20 minutes straight, and I don't care. Babe, what's yours?
I know what you're talking about.
You skipped two people.
There you go.
You skipped two people.
Whatever. People, just jump in. Jump in. Somebody got something.
She hasn't talked. I actually don't like Christmas music.
What?
No. I'm from Fargo. You know, that plays
Christmas.
Yes.
The
land that Christmas never leaves. Thank you.
Oh.
So when I was in high school, I'll wait till the peanut gallery is quieted down.
Ew.
That was the worst time to turn my head ever.
You said you this is what you wanted.
I did this for you, okay?
Go ahead.
Sorry for all those right. for those who want to know what's going on.
No.
Okay.
No, don't.
No. Those are cat treats.
Oh. I wanted to see him do it.
I want to see Michael Peele. Over here in the
drunk corner, we're a little hungry.
Michael okay. dropped Junior Mark Mints this time.
Dig for his food.
Where are the cats? I want to throw more treats.
Hey, the land that Boxing Day forgot.
Yeah,
okay.
There's Junior Mints? Oh, my God.
All right, so, you know, usually on Halloween, there's a convention going on, and I'm usually out late with my dad and stuff, and you want me to hold this?
I got it.
Okay. Anyways, and so my mom would pick us up, and it's like 12:30, and we're driving back, and, you know, the song, it would listen to, like, one station, because it was the only station that wasn't country all the time. And after the one, like, the last song would play, it's a normal, like, everyday song you'd play, the Christmas music would start, and it wouldn't stop. And this is Halloween. And the Christmas music wouldn't stop until New Year's Day, or at least a week after New Year's Day.
Until the Epiphany Sunday, you mean?
I don't, like, it... So Christmas music...
Not that I grew up Catholic or anything.
So it's like Christmas music went on for, you know, what is it? A month and a half? Month and a half. So it's like nothing but solid, you know, Christmas music all the time. And it drove me nuts. So I literally hate most Christmas music right now. It's horrible. So every time I'm at a store right now, I just, like, want to kill everything.
I can chime in with Terry on this. We have a station here that's usually memorabilia rock through most of the year. It's called Cool 108. That 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, they start playing nonstop Christmas music. And I swear I'm going to burn that station down. I'm going to throw gasoline on the tower.
No, I thought even that was cool the first 2 years. But they don't like add different recordings of stuff.
Well, I'm not fundamentalist in a lot of things, but I am radical fundamentalist in terms of you don't think about Christmas until the day after Thanksgiving.
I know. Exactly.
Right. Oh my God, no one's that. So,
embargo, you're kind of.
But we're without Cool 108 until.
That's just your idea.
So.
Yeah, but you guys could have. Like, you guys don't have to be drunk. You guys could have said, we'll do a shot or two. You guys put down.
No,
they had to be drunk.
Shot time!
In fact, it's shot time!
Shot time!
Shot with these two youngsters who say that they're not ready for another one.
Nice.
Michael's taking up the challenge.
The only one.
Woo!
This will not end well.
This will not end well.
So, Warren.
Someone's getting pregnant. Garrett, come on. Do it.
Nice. The song that you played for us was clearly a Hawaiian song. They celebrate Christmas in Hawaii? All right.
I
have to work at 9.
I have been to Hawaii in the beginning of January, and what happens, they don't have reindeer there. That's not a thing that happens in Hawaii, from what I understand, from what I could see from the leftover Christmas decorations at the beginning of January. From what I could see, Santa's sleigh is pulled by 8 dolphins to Hawaii because it's in the middle of nowhere. Well, not the middle of nowhere, the middle of the Pacific Ocean, which is very beautiful.
But Warren is over here agreeing so far.
It's farther. There's nothing farther from any other landmass than the Hawaiian Islands.
We pulled in, and I think we turned on the radio in the rental car because I was there in college and we were on a swim team trip.
Being, you know,
and we turned on the radio, and I think the first song we heard was Mele Kalikimaka. So I would love to be in Hawaii for Christmas sometime, or right around Christmas time, because I've started kind of having, you know, around Christmas time, I get very...
I was going to say, I think you mentioning that means that as soon
as you're... I need
to hear
tropical things.
As soon as you're done talking, Warren needs to play.
I'm okay with that. Fun fact, I will be attending the Jimmy Buffett concert on Tuesday, so I'm totally okay with hearing tropical
things. It's Margaritaville
right now.
Time! And now...
This is my pregame.
The musical stylings.
The musical stylings
of Warren Porter.
This is my favorite one.
I gotta move this microphone.
It's actually written by somebody of Irish descent, but he's he's like he's on the upper level staff at Hawaiian language school. And
what is the Hawaiian language?
Well, I'll give you an example because he wrote this. Now, I won't sing all of it, but. Wait, how does this go? Epanui loko mai kai, apuni kahonu ane, o mai kai no kako o, ike aloha o ke akua mau. Erike mo alike, ke la me ke ia la. Hau ohi ohi ha maru hihi ha I te aloha ka liki maka.
Very nice.
Aww.
So what does that translate to?
A time of complete goodness across the earth. We have been blessed in the love of the eternal Lord. Let each and every day be exactly the same, joyous and tranquil in the spirit of Christmas.
Right. There you go. Where do we go from here, ladies and gentlemen?
The worst song. How is there even a market for Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart, the very next day you gave it away?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that one.
Okay, I have a good one.
Ooh,
I have a question for everyone.
We've covered favorite movies, but how about favorite television episodes? What is your favorite TV episode of? Let's say your favorite show, favorite episode for Christmas that you watch every year.
You already went nuts on the
for
friend,
me.
So.
There is a special place in my heart for Boy Meets World because again, it was on when I was like 2 years old.
Two?
Oh, no, much older than that. But I started watching it when I was two, and it was until I was in like middle school, probably.
Oh,
funny. But yeah, episodes of Boy Meets World. Yeah, you can pat me on the head.
That makes me feel.
But yeah, Boy Meets World. There's some Christmas episodes like where they, Topanga and Corey try to share Christmas, and all of Topanga's Christmas traditions are different than Corey's.
This just got weird.
But I was going to say with the worst holiday songs, I wanted to mention Michael Bublé's cover of Santa Baby.
You mean Santa Buddy?
Yeah,
Santa Buddy.
It could be renamed to No Homo. I'm just saying. It's impossible to be taken seriously because no matter what a guy does, if he covers Santa Baby, it's going to sound gay. But he tries his hardest.
There's a point. There's a certain logic to that, sure.
Yeah, it's
like how
it's,
if a woman covers it, it's going to sound slutty.
No, no,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
Santa Baby, No Homo cover.
Exactly. That is what it's called. Santa Baby, No Homo cover.
Would you agree Eartha Kitt had too much class to call her slutty?
Yes.
Touche, yes.
Eartha Kitt's cover is the appropriate version of Santa Baby. I will say that.
Beats Madonna's.
Yeah. Very much
Madonna
so.
Sucks.
That was what I was basing the slutiness on.
It just sucks.
Since I know that we mentioned, Maggie brought up the holiday TV shows, I think we can all, in a room full of nerds, have a very healthy discussion about something that is near and dear to our hearts.
It plays at Bryantley Pool every year.
The Star Wars holiday special.
Yes! Yes!
Now, some may argue that
just
it is
a Wookiee. I didn't even get the burble right. So.
I mean, it's often regarded as the worst piece of trash ever to come out of anything Star Wars related, but
is
it really that bad?
It's both.
Open forum.
It's both. It's horrible. I want to make sure I'm deaf by the time it ends.
Is
it
that bad?
It's good.
But I
yes.
love
it.
It's like the Doctor Who Christmas special every year. It's just like, should I love this or should I hate this?
I don't know.
Disgust.
But the problem is,
I stopped watching Doctor Who after like the third Doctor because everything else is like, people like it now. Therefore, I hate it.
My glasses.
Therefore, I hate it because, like, yeah.
You do not.
As soon as Tom Baker came around, it was like, psst.
Shut your face, Tom Baker's
stupid,
awesome.
Your stupid scarf.
Who watches television anyway?
I know television. I mean, I only watch, like, you know,
on
like 16 millimeter films.
Get on the bus.
He only watches PBS.
Nice try.
This bus is in the ditch, all right?
The wheels are spinning in the ditch.
They're on its side, and they're just sitting there laughing about it.
Tori wanted to say something like 20 minutes ago.
About?
Oh, I like that.
It's my shirt.
It's awesome.
With, about the
with Peter Capaldi.
You mean all 13.
Sorry.
Kira just pulled out a shirt that has all 13
batteries
on it.
Where is John Hurt?
It's very exciting. He's the in-between 8 and 9.
He's
8.5.
Where is he?
He's 8.5. He's not
called
8.
The War Doctor. Anyways, we're talking about...
Yes.
They said 13.
We're talking about the Star Wars Holiday Special.
I found her.
I don't want to talk about that. I hate that. It's so dumb. What's in Michael's crotch?
Shots?
Shots?
No more shots.
Did somebody say shots?
Taking shots to Michael's crotch.
No.
Next.
Apparently Michael is saying no. Let's not do that anymore. It's getting to be a hot mess over there. These two, Kira's cheeks are red.
Yeah, and this is a really nice carpet. We don't want to.
Some water, some ice baths.
I got water. I'm going to take this sweater off.
Sure. I think.
Oh, this may be time.
General consensus is that the holiday special for the Star Wars was terrible.
You know
terrible.
What? I'm going to talk about this.
Go for it.
Okay?
Do it.
So it was, I think I was, oh gosh, I think I was a freshman in high school and I first heard people talking about this movie. And people were just sitting there and they're laughing because the this online guy who reviews movies, that guy with the guy with the glasses or something, he reviews really bad movies, I guess. And yeah.
No.
It's
the same guy.
Yeah.
He does like Cinemassacre.
Right.
His website where he does other things.
No.
Right?
Something like that. I don't know. He's the dude with the hat and he's got glasses.
Okay.
And stuff. Yeah.
He doesn't have a hat. Okay. We're on a totally different topic. Anyways, continue.
And they're sort of talking about this movie and they're like, you know, pretending to be sick about it. And there's like a couple of people got banned for talking about it actually in this chat that were, you know, talking about it. And I clicked on the link that someone had shared of this video, you know, that he did the review on. And I watched it, and I sat there, and I laughed, and I'm like, oh, man, I need to find this movie somewhere. I don't know why I need this, but I think this is where my love of really bad movies started, really to
so
grow.
So really it's what brought you to the Mimiverse.
That's my dad.
Bring it on back.
And so I think the next year when I was at ValleyCon, I found it. A copy of it. And
you mean ValleyCon where you met us and joined the Mimiverse?
No, that was a year before. My God. No, actually, it was 2 years before.
Lean in.
Two or three. Anyways, and so I bought it, and I took it home, and my mom's like, so what'd you buy? Because she doesn't go to conventions. And I'm like, oh, it's just a Star Wars movie. It's a holiday special. And she goes, huh, I've never heard of this. And my dad's just kind of shaking his head a little bit. He doesn't, like, he knows what's going on, but I don't think he remembers. Uh-huh. And so we all sit down, like, for some odd reason, it's all of us in the house at the same time, and we all sit down, and I pop it in, and as, like, 20 minutes in, probably not even that, everyone is yelling at me. They're like, why the hell did you put this in? Why are we watching this right now? What's going on? And I'm like, shut up, I'm trying to watch my movie! And I'm just like, so every year, it's either, you know, it's the holiday special, and I guess I do have a holiday movie, another holiday movie that I watch every year now, starting last year, is Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Oh! Yes.
Oh, they said Santa Conquers the Martians.
Yeah.
Solid
so,
film.
And sometimes I watch just the movie. Riff Tracks are doing that on the 6th. Cinematic Titanic did it in the past, and they originally did it with a Trace episode back in, I think it was like 4th or 5th season.
Honestly, the MST3K version is the only way you can actually sit through that movie.
Well,
it's kind of like
because
Manos
it's cut
Hands
it.
Of
they
Fate.
Cut it.
It's not
exactly.
Really worth watching alone.
Manos is terrible without the MST3K version.
Shut up. No. The MST3K version of Santa Claus Conquers the Martian is actually shorter. If you want to watch the whole thing with riffs, you watch the cinematic Titanic version of it. I do every year, at least twice.
Maggie's taking care of the drunks now, bringing water to the lightweights over here.
Lightweights.
And another beer. Right.
Another beer.
So that's my little bit.
Well,
that and
head.
The.
We should be friends.
the Christmas episode of Sherlock, I guess, of BBC Sherlock.
Oh, okay, there you go.
So that's
I don't know. I can't think of any single.
25.
I can't think of a single. I'm sure every TV show that I ever watched had a Christmas episode. I just can't think of any. You know, none that stick out in my brain. I seriously am having a hard time coming up with a single Christmas episode of any show that I watched. Whether it was Family Ties or...
Family Ties? Where are you going to... You jumped to Family Ties.
I'm just saying it for
whatever.
It's
just a random choice. I like it.
Facts of Life. I mean...
Facts of Life.
All Airwolf, those shows.
You know,
yeah, Airwolf, exactly.
Airwolf Christmas special was the best.
The Incredible Hulk.
If I'm just going to throw it.
Did we not talk about this with
MASH?
The Christmas MASH.
Oh, the MASH one's good too.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the Little House on the Prairie one where what's his name shows up and the little girl
where Jonathan gets addicted to morphine? What?
That's Albert.
And a very special episode.
Right. Yes. And a very special episode.
His real name was Jonathan, though, wasn't it?
Jonathan was one of the neighbor kids.
Oh, okay. I was semi-close.
Yes. It's one of the very, very, very first early ones.
That one's actually based on the book.
Yeah.
Where Mr. Edwards comes through and brings all the presents in his pajamas.
That is awesome.
That one's one of my favorites.
I think we have that one.
We
one of my favorite Christmas episodes that I try to watch every year is from How I Met Your Mother.
Hell yes.
The episode that's entitled How Lily Stole Christmas.
Can we just start like the Let's Get Them Drunk podcast and then let them go?
It's like a supplement to this podcast.
Seriously, we just got to get guests drunk and then just let them take over. We'll go do something else. You guys have fun.
Podcast number 28. Members Cup podcast number 28.5.
That's right. It's the drunk supplemental.
Drunk-lamental.
You asked for this.
Drunk-lamental.
You requested drunk.
Your idea.
Well, you bought her.
Your idea.
To be fair.
And she has to work in tomorrow morning at 9.
The last couple of years I've been watching for Thanksgiving, I've been watching the 4 episodes of How I Met Your Mother that are Thanksgiving based, and I watch them Thanksgiving night. Slapsgiving, Two Electric Boogaloo, and Blitzgiving, and Belly Full of Turkey.
Nice.
Those are the 4
nice.
How I Met Your Mother Thanksgiving episodes.
I never watched TV.
I actually don't watch TV.
Sometimes you come off as a really bad hipster.
Some of us have really lazy jobs where we can watch Netflix during the day.
But... How Lily Stole Christmas is probably one of my favorite episodes, although they put one out this past year where one of the characters had a horrible Christmas, and one of the other characters couldn't figure out why, so he decorated their entire apartment to compensate for it, knowing that his friend was having a bad time, just decorated and said, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to decorate the entire apartment, and that was a beautiful, beautiful episode.
And the Christmas lights were coordinated to Highway to Hell.
It was pretty epic. Beautiful.
Seriously,
I like the Hanukkah armadillo.
Yes!
Yes! The Hanukkah armadillo!
Back with the friend.
Yes!
That is one of the best shows ever. Don't hate.
Where Ross is mad because his little guy wants Santa, and he's like, no, no, there's the Hanukkah armadillo!
And then Phoebe comes in at the end and sees Santa and Superman and the armadillo, and she's like, what is this? This, like, the Easter Bunny's funeral or something? Because they're lighting the menorah candles. Oh, it's so funny. Such a good episode.
Oh. Jim is leaving us.
Jim.
Jimmy Norby.
Jim, before you leave, can you jump back on the mic and just say happy holidays to all the Mimiverse listeners out there?
Okay.
It's not too bad.
All night, baby.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Joyous Kwanzaa. Happy vernal equinox, or whatever you choose or not to choose to celebrate the holiday season. Just play it safe, be diplomatic, burn a Yule log. Merry freaking Christmas. Good night, everybody.
Yes. Good night. Woo! Don't forget your burger dogs.
Yes, they're in the freezer.
Hate me!
Nice. Actually, you know what, guys? We're going to take a break and come back in part 3 with a game for me versus everyone else. Oh,
Uh-oh.
Chris is everyone else.
Yep. We'll see you in part 3.